Kuf Pesiv Beis Kol Mishena Mishaya Pasal Shulchana and Erasim and Bracha Le'olam. Person should leave bread on his table, and if he doesn't do so, then he will not see Siman Bracha. The Mishnah Bruce says a reason for this is that there should always be bread on the table, just in case an Ani shows up, then he'll have what to give to the Ani, and also so he should be able to thank Hashem properly for this bread that he has. One should not bring a new bread and put it on the table for Birchas Hamazon. Also, Kain, Merci to Hashem, Kechavim, Ovid, Shenema, Ochen, Lagat Shulchan. One does so, that it looks like he is doing something for Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah Berurah here says a whole bunch of conditions in this. It says that which one should not bring a new bread is talking about that you already have some leftover bread on the table and you bring specifically a whole new bread. But if there's nothing on the table, there's no bread left on the table, then you are allowed to bring a whole bread on the table, and he brings the Zayah as mashma, that is the proper thing to do. Also, Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a full bread on the table and then you bring some slices for Birchas Hamazon, also is improper. And Mishnah Berurah says if you do have a whole bread on the table, then it's better to just leave that bread and all the leftover pieces of bread one should remove from the table, call it Birchas Hamazon. Berurah brings, though, that there are those that are more lenient about this, that you do not have to remove the crumbs from the table before Birchas Hamazon.